to discuss the various concepts of levels and syllables and several differences between them. The Gemara points out, as I mentioned, in Shabbos and Daf Sei Vavla Beis and in Bava Kamma and Daf Beis, that what exactly is the difference between an Av and a Tova. The Gemara Shabbos is talking about the following case, that Hotsah is an Av Malacha, going from Rosh Hashayatid to Rosh Hasharabi. Achnasa, the opposite, the Gemara says, is a Tova. So what exactly is the difference between an Av and a Tova? So the first thing that Mark points out is a machlokas tanaim between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim. What happens if a person does two avos malachos? He's certainly chayiv twice. If a person does two tovos of different avos, he's also chayiv twice. What happens if a person does an av and it's tova? So the Gemara says that according to the Chachamim, you're only chayiv once. So that's the difference that you have between an av and a tova. And Rashi points out that we saw in Rav Kamad Afez and Dalet, that means that Al-Kidin Yerchayev only for the Av. And Rashi says, Al-Tolba Bidei, Lo Mechayev. You're not Chayev at all for the Tolba. The Gemara says, this is the view of the Chachamim, but we assume like. The view of Rabbi Eliezer is that's not true, that Yerchayev Al-Tolba B'Mokom Av. If a person goes an Av Malacha and his Tolba, a person will plant a seed and then water the plant, so he's Chayev twice. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, am I kar le'av, am I kar le'tovah? The Gemara answers that half the havi mishnah chashiva kar le'av, half the lo havi mishnah chashiva kar le'tovah. So Tosfos already is bothered by the following problem. Why is it that the Gemara doesn't mention that there is a difference when it comes to hasra? Because the Gemara seems to say in Shabbos, in the Kuf Lamed Ches, that if a person does a tovah, the Gemara is talking about a case of a person being the shamir, he's separating the wine from its sediment. So the Gemara says, Mishumai Masrin Bey, how do you go ahead and give Hasra? Is that the Mlacha of Orer, or is that the Mlacha of Merake? So Tosa says the fact that the Gemara asks, how do you give Hasra? And the Gemara grapples with determining which Av Malacha it should fall under, seems to indicate that you have to be Masra of Tova, Mishumai. If a person goes ahead and does a Tova on Shabbos, and you want to give him Hasra, you have to go ahead and tell him, don't do this, because you will violate this particular malacha. So Tosfos there has two dales, and that is that one view is that Enoch Inami is true, that you must be Masra Tolda Mishama. The person goes ahead and is doing a Tolda, and you tell him refrain from, for example, watering a plant, so you will not be Chayiv, that will not be a Hasra. You must be Masra Tolda Mishama. How come the Gemara doesn't mention it? So Tosa suggests maybe that's exactly what the Gemara means. When the Gemara says, Hafta Havi Mishkan Hashiva Kari Le'av, it is called an Av Malacha, it means, and therefore you must give the appropriate Hasra. The second view in Tosa says it's not true. When it comes to Hasra, there is no difference between an Av and a Tolda. That just like when a person does an Av Malacha, you go ahead and you warn him concerning the Av, you have an option of doing the same thing when it comes to a Tolda as well. However, Tosfos writes, you have a choice. If a person is doing a Tolda, you can either give him Hasra for the Av Malacha or for the Tolda. But if you give him Hasra for the Av, you have to make sure that you give him the proper Av, the proper Hasra. So that's why the Gemara is so careful to know when it comes to Hasra what category all of the Toldas are subsumed under. Because if you choose to give Hasra, you have to give the proper one. So he pointed out the very important distinction that Tosfos makes. And this is against the comment of the Rashba. The Tosfos says today, if Sviddi Hefti Master told me Shema, the Tosfos never makes this dependent on any of my focus in the Gemara. The first thing Tosfos is that maybe not, and the second is maybe yes, but Tosfos says it's not on my focus in the Gemara. The Rashba, and we'll have to deal with that tonight, says that this question of whether you have to be master a Tovni Shema or not is exactly the machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim. That if you hold like the Chachamim, that if you do an Av and it's Tolda, you're only Chayiv once. So you see that a Tolda has no independent status, no new identity. It's just an extension of the Av. If it's an extension of the Av, then when it comes to Hasra, you have to give the Hasra b'shem ha'av. However, if you hold like Rabbi Eliezer, that you're chayav on a tolda independently, so the Rashba's mechadesh, you cannot give hasra in the name of the Av. That's against Tosfos. Tosfos writes, you always have the option of using the Av. Tosfos just questioned whether you must use the Av. The Rashba says, according to Rabbi Eliezer, you cannot.
Okay, so these are the three views that you have when it comes to this issue of Hasra. Tosa says, in one day everybody agrees that you must be told that Masra told in Yishem Ha'al. The second day in Tosa says, you do not have to, but you can. And Rashba says, this is Mamish Tamachogos Tanayim. According to Hakamim, you must. According to Rabbi Eliezer, you cannot. And then we saw the third difference that you have, which is the Ram points out in Dafra Malach Medalach Medafi Harif, where the Ram writes a very big Yiddish. Next week, Amir Tashem will discuss at great length the comments of the Ram in terms of Malach Hashem Tzirich L'Gufa. But the Ram writes the following Yiddish, that the whole focus that you have in the Gemara between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, whether Malach Hashem Tzirich L'Gufa is Chayav or Pata, is only when it comes to an Av. Because a person who is doing a malacha, even if he's doing it for a purpose, as Tosfos writes, other than you find in the Mishkan, the bottom line is he was doing a malacha which is found in the Mishkan. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda argues that his intention is irrelevant. The fact that he did the Maisa HaMalacha means that he's chayav. However, the Ram points out, if you're doing a toldah which is not found in the Mishkan, the only reason that you're chayav for a toldah is because it shares a common goal of the Av. And therefore, if you will do it, she'eno tzrich l'gufa, for a purpose of the Av malacha, so therefore, min ha-Torah, that is mutter. Why? It's not a tour of tolda, right? But simply, it loses its status as a tolda. The only link that you have between the Av and the tolda is that it shares that common goal, that malachas machshavas. And therefore, the Ranish Mechadesh, that the tolda, she'eno tzrich l'gufa, is mutter min ha-Torah. Sometimes it will be also derabanan because it resembles the Av malacha. But min ha-Torah is considered to be mutter. So we started to discuss at the very end last week, to what extent do we assume that a tolda is an extension of the Av? And to what extent do you assume, perhaps that's not true, that a tolda has an independent identity? After all, we pointed out the following. If you look in the Gemara, the top line of Ayin and Beis and Shabbos, the Gemara quotes the Tosfos for toldas. How do you know that you're chayav on toldas? So the Gemara writes, we saw last time, Achas mei heina. You're chayav and chatas if you do heina, if you violate these categories of malacha. And then the Torah adds the men to tell you that you're even chayav if you do mei heina. Mei heina means, as Rashi points out, hayotzin min ha'avos. You're not only chayav for an av malacha, you're even chayav for violating a tolda. So this is a gzeiras hakosla that you're chayav for toldas. So there is a comment that the Shita Kovetzis has in the Latam Da Fezim and Allah, right, the Shem, the Maharikas, where he is bothered by a problem. Since when do you find that you need a Gzeres HaKosu to tell you that you're Chayav for a Tova? After all, first Da'at in Baba Kama, the Mishnah tells us that there are Avos Nizikin, and the Gemara assumes that there are that if there are Avos, there must also be Tovos. And the Gemara doesn't quote any Pasuk. So that's the kasha. The Shita Kovetzis asks, how come when it comes to Shabbos it's a Gzeres HaKosuv, whereas when it comes to other areas, the Gemara seems to assume it's a Sforah Pshuta, that if you're Chayav for an Av, you will also be Chayav for a Tova. We'll have to see what the answer to that is. Lechora, you could argue that this question may depend on that. If you assume in general that a Tova is just an extension of the Av, but if you can prove that in Shabbos that a Tova has an independent status, it's a new Mechayim, so then you can understand why the Torah required a Gzeres HaKosuv in Shabbos, whereas when it comes to other areas, it didn't. Let's say you hold like Rabbi Eliezer, that if a person does an Av and a Tolda, you're Chayav twice. So then it's harder to argue that a Tolda simply is an extension of the broad category of Av Malacha. So therefore we understand why you need Gzeres HaKosuv, to tell you that not only you're Chayav for Avos, you're Chayav independently for Toldas. Perhaps that's the Kiddush. The Marikas answers that no, that really, B'chol HaTorah Kula, you don't need a Pasuk for Toldas at all. Why is it the Gemara uses a pasuk when it comes to Shabbos? Because, as we discussed last week, the limud of Mishkan. How do you know what the malachas are altogether? So we know that it's patterned after either Bein HaMishkan or even Avodas HaKorbanos, but it's based on Smichos HaParshios, the fact that the Torah compares Shabbos and its Yisurin together with Mishkan. So the Marikatz writes, if the Torah tells you the link, you would have had a Havamina to say that you're only Chayiv exactly the way that it was done in the Mishkan. So the reason here in Shabbos we need a pasuk is to tell you that's not true. That even though we have a Smichos HaParshios which links Mishkan to Shabbos, we require a Gzeres HaKosuv to tell you that there is a concept of Toldos as well. But the Chol HaTorah Kula, he writes, you don't have this muscle. This is very important for another purpose as well, and that is we'll have to talk about whether the concept of avarsotolos exists in other areas as well. For example, one of the things I mentioned in the bottom of the Bar Makomos last time was a Mishnah that you have in Bechoros. Right? The Mishnah Bechoros discusses the following. A person is going ahead and he is shokhet a Bechor. And this is the Mishnah Daf Kof Dalet Amud Beis. So in order to avoid Psulei Shrita, it's clear that it's best to clear out the Beis Harechem. You want to be able to remove any hair that the animal has in a place you can do the Shrita, because therefore you'll be able to get a clear cut and you won't have any of the problems of Psulei Shrita. What exactly is the problem? Well, the Torah writes, that we made in Kol HaBachor, right, that lo sagos b'chor sonecho, that there's an iser of gizah, you're not allowed to shear a b'chor. So the Mishnah says that you are allowed to go ahead and pluck out the hairs on the neck of the animal in order to get a clear shita for this b'chor. So the Gemara is bothered by this. How can that be? If there's an iser of being gozes, an animal who was a b'chor, so how come you're allowed to go ahead and to remove the hair that is on the skin of the neck in order to do shkita? After all, the Gemara says, this is in the Chorus and Dachafayim and Aleph, that we know when it comes to Shabbos that Toleish is Chayiv Mishum gozes. That's what the Gemara comments. Let's say, for example, you have, right, chickens running around. And you go ahead and you pluck off its feathers. So the Gemara says that's the malacha of gozes. Generally speaking, the definition of gozes is removing from the body that which is omei behinata. Something which the body which is not part of the gufa behemer or gufa adam, but it's ancillary. And it's omei behinata. For example, a person, right, generally takes a haircut. A person cuts his nails. A person shears an animal. Right, removing all of those parts of the body, that is considered to be malacha of gozes. Removing a limb of the body, that's not gozes. That's the malacha of cholda. 3 days in Rishon, exactly what malacha of cholda is. But that's the malacha of cholda. So the Gemara says, how come you're allowed to go ahead and remove the hair from a b'chor? Right? Why isn't this an ister of gozes? Well, how do you know that tolesh means gozes? The Mishnah doesn't say you're allowed to shear the animal's neck. The Mishnah just simply says that you're allowed to pluck the hair. So how do you know that plucking is the equivalent of shearing? The Gemara says, how do you know it? You know it because on Shabbos, Tolesh is a tolda of gozes. So offhand, the Gemara is telling a tremendous chiddush that once we establish that not only are you chayav for the act of gozes on Shabbos, or Tolesh, but that this malacha has toldos, so this is not limited to Hilchos Shabbos. This will carry over to other areas like a b'chor. Whenever the Torah uses the term of lo sagos, that means not only shearing, but it means anything in Hilchos Shabbos, which also is a tolda. So that's a tremendous chiddush. Such a chiddush, the Tosfos raises the question, and Tosfos reinterprets the Gemara because of this. Tosfos can't believe that the Gemara can simply argue that you can make such an equation. And Tosfos starts in Daf Chofei and Manala from Bechoros. How can it be? Tosfos says the Tema. Mahayamaksha. What's the comparison that the Gemara asks such a kasha? That Apo got leaning before the Machai Ben Yishim Lo Sogos, Le'inyin Shabbos, Le'ish Lechai, Yishim Tolda the Gozes. Just because something is a Tolda on Shabbos, who says that that means there should be Aser when it comes to other areas as well? But Tosfos reinterprets the whole Gemara because of this kasha. Tosfos says the Gemara is not making a real equation. The Gemara just wants to know whether plucking hair is called kedarko. If you're chayiv on Shabbos, you see that it's called kedarko. So how could the Gemara have said parenthetically that maybe plucking hair is lo kedarko? But the Gemara also says never meant to say you have a right to equate, because it's very possible that in Shabbos something will be a tolda, but for chalat or akul it will not be. So chalat, this is a crucial machlokes that will be based on this hakira that we have. That if you assume that once we assume your chayav on a tolda, that this simply teaches us that this is an extension of the av malacha, it's not an independent machayiv, then you could argue that this should not be limited to the areas of Ocho Shabbos. As Parshat Pshat, the Gemara in Bukhara seems to say, that if Tolish is Chayim Mishum Gozes on Shabbos, Tolish should be Chayim Mishum Gozes for the Isra of sharing a Bukhara. But if you assume that's not true, that if Tolda has an independent identity, and that's why the Gemara records it, Zeres HaKosim, so who says that this Zeres HaKosim, when it comes to Shabbos, should apply to Bukhara as well? This is a subject that the Shar HaMelech phrases in Perakira Bilchus Rotzeach. The Torah describes that there is an area which is called a Nochal Eson, and the Torah says that Shelo Ye'ovid Bo Velo Yizareya. You're never allowed to plant a Nochal Eson. The Shar HaMelech leaves as a Safek. What about Toldos of Zoreya? Once we know in Hilchos Shabbos that the term Zoreya doesn't literally mean planting, but it includes pruning, and it includes grafting, and it includes watering a plant, should you say that the term Zoreya, when used elsewhere, for example in Shvius, or for example in Nachal Eson, that this term will also mean that? Or do you assume that this is a separate halacha when it comes to Hilchos Shabbos? Right, we mentioned last time also, the Mechassino phrases this in Mitzvah Sasei Tezbo, right, that the Torah discusses how you are obligated to eat the Karban Pesach, and the Torah writes that you're not allowed to take the Karban Pesach from the Makom HaChabura, from the place where the Achilu will be. So there the Torah also uses the term the Mechassino points out of Hotzah. So do we take that literally, that it has to be Bidavka Hotzah? Or does it even include Tolos of Hotzah, passing or throwing? Once you assume that the category is broadened when it comes to Hilchos Shabbos, do we broaden the category when it comes to Shaar Issurim? It would appear that this should be relevant to our question. That if the Tolda is an extension of the fundamental category of the Av, then you could argue it should apply B'chol HaTorah Kula. You could still argue perhaps it doesn't, that's the Zeres HaKosim. But at least, logically speaking, it lends itself to say that it should apply in other areas also. If you assume it's a separate machayim, right, and therefore it breaks its link with the Av, so then how do you know that this should apply B'chol HaTorah Kula? So what should this issue be based on? What is the relationship of the Av and Tolda? So you have to start talking a little bit about the whole notion of Chiluk Malachos. Right, this itself is a tremendous finish. Like, normally speaking, if a person violates two different Yisurim, let's say a person eats Chelem, another individual eats Dam. So how many Karbanos are you obligated to bring? Obviously two. Why? Because clearly you violated two independent Yisurim. And for each one, the Torah says, you're Chayev HaKorban. All of a sudden, the Gemara tells us that this is also true of Shabbos. This is the Gemara in Shabbos and Av, Ayin Amar Allah. That if a person will do different Malachos on Shabbos, he's Chayev for each Malach independently. If a person carries on Shabbos and writes on Shabbos, B'shogeg, he's obligated to bring two Karbanos. So this is a tremendous change. When it comes to other areas, Chelev and Dam, I understand why I'm Chayev twice. Because you have two different psukim that forbid Chelev and Dam. But when it comes to Shabbos, there's only one law, Losasa Kol Malacha. So you could have argued that every malacha which you violate simply is just another violation of the single law of Lo Sasa Kol Malacha, and therefore, irrespective of how many times a person will be Machal Shabbos B'Shogeg, he should only be obligated to bring one korban. So this is what the Gemara assumes. How do you know this Kiddush? That the Mishnah seems to say is such a Dor HaPashut that on Shabbos you're chayiv for each malacha individually. So the Gemara quotes three different makoros for this concept of chiluk malachos on Shabbos. Despite the fact it's only one pasuk, you're chayiv many times. What are the three different makoros? So this is important because there may be crucial differences depending on which pasuk you learn this from. So the Gemara Daf Ayin Amud Aleph, right, about a quarter of the way down, asks this question, that chiluk malachos minayim. How do you know that there is such a concept of chiluk malachos? So the Gemara quotes three different symbols. The first pasuk is Shmuel. Shmuel says that the Torah says if a person is mechalal Shabbos, mechalaleha, most, you must. Why does the Torah use a double lashon that chiluk Shabbos can result in what, a multiple punishment? So he says, yes, that's the source for chiluk malachos. It's possible on a single Shabbos to be chayiv several times. How? For each malacha individually. That's small source. Mechaleha mosimas. Okay? Then the Gemara quotes the second view of Rabbi Nassan. Rabbi Nassan is bothered by the following. That even though the Torah says Losasa komalacha, a few malachos in the Chumash are singled out. So one of them is the malacha of Havara, igniting a fire. The Torah says Losivaru Eish Bachomos Pasechem Biyom HaShabbos. A person is forbidden to ignite a flame. So Rabbi Nassan asks that if we already know that Losasa komalacha, and we know what the malachos are from the Hekish to Binyan HaMishkan, and in the Mishkan it was necessary to ignite a fire. So therefore, why the need for the Torah to singer out a particular malacha? So Rashi points out, Rabbi Nassan holds, that this is one of the Gomilos of Rabbi Yishmael. That whenever you have a Dover which is Yatzah, Lo Lamed Al Atzmi Yatzah, El Lamed Al Aklal, Kuli Yatzah. That this is telling you the following, that just like when it comes to Havara, the Torah singled out a particular law, this is not the exception, but this is indicative of all the Malachi Shabbos. That it's as if you are chayiv for each Isser independently, because the Torah singled out one Malacha, and this is representative of all of the Malachas. So just like the Torah singled out Havara, so too we should single out every Malacha by itself. So this is what the Gemara calls Havara is, L'chalek Yitzchus. The reason Havara is singled out is to tell you, Chiluk Malachos. You're chayiv on Havara separately, so you're chayiv on other Malachos separately as well. Rabbi Yossi agrees. Rabbi Yossi holds that Havara is the Lav Yitzchus. Rabbi Yossi writes his Kiddush that Havara is not a Malacha. If a person is Machal Shabbos and he does a Malacha, he's chayiv Nisa. If a person lights a flame on Shabbos, he is only in violation of a Lav. If that's the case, of course the Torah had to tell us Lo Sivaru Eish. If you assume it's a malacha, then we raise the question, why the need to repeat it? It should be included in Lo Sasa Ko Malacha. That's good according to Rabbi Nassan. But if you hold like Rabbi Yossi, who says that Havara is L'lav Yatzas, that all it is on Shabbos is a lav. If a person will go ahead and strike a match on Shabbos, he will not be violating malacha at all. It's just a lav, but there's no Chiyuv Misa. So of course the Torah had to teach us that. So then how does he know the concept of chiluk malachos? So the Gemara calls even a third pasuk. The Torah says in Vayikra, Perek Dalin, Va'asam me'achas me'hena. A person can commit an avera, and sometimes he'll be chayiv achas once for it, but sometimes he'll be chayiv hena many times for a similar avera. Achas me'hena. Okay? These are the three different sources that you have for chiluk malachas. Okay? One is simply mechaleha mos yumas. That's the view of Shmuel. Rabbi Nassim says Havar is a chalek yatsas. And Shmuel says it's based on achas mehina. There is a very important machlokas or shalom that you have. We find, if you go through the Mishnayos and Priestos, that there are two different types of chiluk malachas. The most obvious case of chiluk malachas is simply the following, as I mentioned before. A person goes ahead and does two separate isurim. A person eats chelev, and a person eats dam. Of course he's chayav twice. Why? Because that's what is referred to by the Rishonim as shemos muflakim. It's a different chalo shem isur. How can you compare the Isra of Chelev to the Isra of Dam? Of course you're Chayav twice. Let's say a person, for example, eats Dam and a person is Mechal Shabbos. Of course he's Chayav twice. There's no relationship between them. This is what the Rishonim call Shemos Muklakim, a different Chalom Shemis. But then the Mishnah says in Krisus and Da'tes Vav, there's another type of Chiluk Malachos. Let's say the Mishnah says a person who is Baal HaNida, Bishogig is obligated to bring a carbon. So let's say a person is unaware of this sort of nida, or he's unaware, for example, that these women are nidos, and the case of the Mishnah is ba'al he nidos. How many korbanos is he obligated to bring? So the Mishnah says five. Why? So the Gemara says because gufan muchlakim. Because this is an independent violation of this. That's what the Gemara says, the priest is not Tesla. Ba'al Nidos Arba. This is a very big chiddush. Right? In that case, with each ma'aseh bia, true, he committed an avera, but yet it all related back to the same issur. It's all the same pasuk of Baal Hanita, right? Parsha Zachar, Moshe Kedoshim, Misha Benias to Moshe Basikra. It's the same all. So the Gemara tells you that you can be chayiv for the same law various times, as long as there's a different ma'aseh avera, a different manifestation of each law. So this is not shemus mutlakim. This is not like chaylev and dam, but rather this is the same chaloshim yisr, but repetition will cause it to be chayiv more than once, as long as it's guf mutlakim. Literally, guf mutlakim means that each one occurred to a different person, and therefore you're chayiv more than once. So now the question is, what is the chiddush of chiluf malachos when it comes to Shabbos? We know that sometimes you're chayiv for doing independent isurim, shemus muchlakim. Sometimes you can be chayiv many korbanos for violating the same isur, right, in independent ma'aseh. So what happens when it comes to Shabbos? The Torah says there's one pasuk of hasakam malacha, but the Torah says I want to know there's a concept of chiluf malachos. Does that mean I should view the Malacha Shabbos as independent isurim? If one person will violate hotzah, another person will violate borer, it's as if they violated independent isurim daraisa. They have nothing at all to do with each other. Like a person who eats chaylev or a person who eats dam. Or should you argue, no, that really it all emanates from lo sasa kol malacha, and it should be likened to the case of ba'al nidal sarben. It's just a different manifestation of the same law. But we know that sometimes you could be high of many karbanos for that as well. So the Gemara, right, on Daf Ayin Beis Mun Beis and Shabbos, has the following line, and there's a very important Rashi here, because Rashi seems to reinterpret the line of the Gemara a little bit. The Gemara has a comment about a third of the way down. That Amar Mar at the beginning of the line, right, that Chomer Shabbos Misham Mitzvah Shehashabbos also Shtayin Tehelam Efad Chai Vokalachas Biachas. Shabbos is different from other Yisurim in the Torah, because on Shabbos it's possible to be Chayiv twice. Masha'ein came to Shabbos Mitzvah. When it comes to other areas, if it's done in one Halama, we'll see what that is, then you're only Chayiv once. So the Gemara says, Echidami, what's the case that on Shabbos you're chayiv twice, but in other areas you should only be chayiv once? So the Gemara says, "What ilema da avod ktsira utechina?" Let's say, for example, a person did two malachos. First, he violated the malacha of kotzer, right? He picked a fruit, let's say, off of a tree, and then he violated isur tochein. He grinded it up. So the Gemara says, "The kavos eidav yishar mitzvos." The same thing would apply in areas other than Shabbos. Achal chaylev bedam. If a person will eat chaylev and then he will eat dam, so hachatarti mechayev, hachatarti mechayev. So be chayev twice in other areas, just like to be chayev twice in Shabbos. Okay, so if you get a chance, you can see what the Gemara answers. What's important is the Gemara's equation. The Gemara says doing two malachos, kotzer and tochein, is just like eating chaylev bedam. Poshuk Shabbos, the Gemara is telling you a chiddush. That apparently you see from here that once we have the concept of chiluk malachos, so each av malach is considered to be an independent law. Rashi here doesn't say that. Rashi says here in Dibur HaMaskel, chaylev v'dam, chaylev v'dam dumi is compared to a case of chino uktsira. How, why? Because Rashi writes, because by shehein shnei gufim, because they are different objects. First you went ahead and you picked it, and then you went ahead and you ground it, so therefore it's a different manifestation, it's a different gufa malacha. Rashi does not seem to interpret the Gemara Kitchita. Rashi seems to use, this is a formal term, gufa muchlakin. Gufa muchlakin, the Gemara uses in Krisos for violating the same isser many times. Shemus muchlakin means they're independent isser. The one who befeirish disagrees with this Rashi is the Tosus Rid. The Tosus Rid writes, it's found in Shabbos and Daf Kuf Lamed Ches. And here it's very important. If you get a chance, take a look at the Tosus Rid inside. The Tosus Rid writes the following. He says that, he says, Kevan dehavar lechalek yatzas, since we paskin havar is a chalek yatzas, like Rabbi Nassan, right? So he writes that it's ki ilu ksiv lav al kol malacha u'malacha. It's as if the Torah wrote a separate iser for every malacha, v'havei kechelev v'dam, and it's exactly like a person who will violate an iser of chelev and violate an iser of dam, that you're chayev for each one independently, shechaluka zumizu. And then he adds the following, v'tzorech lahasros chelev mishum chelev v'al dam mishum dam. And just like when a person goes ahead and eats chelev, you have to give him hasra for chelev. And when a person goes ahead and eats dam, you have to give him hasra for dam. Chain al kol malacha umalacha. The same thing applies to every one of the malacha shabbos. That's what he says the Gemara here is teaching. When the Gemara makes an equation of avos malachos, right, to chelev and dam, it's telling you that these are mamish independent yisurim. Very good Kiddush. And this is why you are obligated to go ahead and give Hasra independently. Chiddush, we discussed last week. What do you have to do when it comes to Hasra? So Tosus assumes, and the Tosus Rid assumes, that a general Hasra, like Yerushalmi says, Yerushalmi says, you go over to a person and say, do not be Mechalel Shabbos, that is a good Hasra. As long as you mention what the onesh is, this will be an onesh of Skila. Tosus assumes, right, we had in Bava Kama, and we cut in the face, and the Tosus Rid, and the Kuflam Ches, that's insufficient. You have to give a specific Hasra. How do you know it? There's no pasuk that way, but he says the source is Chiluk Malachos. Once you see the Chiddush of Chiluk Malachos, and the Gemara that explains it compares it to Chelev and Dam, that means they're two completely independent Yisurim, and therefore you're Chayiv separately, and you must give a separate Hasra. That's his Chiddush. There is... Yeah.
Why does Rashi use Chelev and Dam, or Chelev and Dam are clearly Shemus Mechulakim and not
right. Rashi interprets the Gemara a little bit like that. Right, the Tosfos takes the Gemara very literally. Rashi assumes the Gemara just means they're chayav twice. The Gemara gave you an obvious example that the Mishnah Kriyas always talks about chelev and dam or chelev and osa. But technically speaking, Rashi writes the comparison is not 100%. There is an interesting ha'ara in the language that the Tosfos uses. I would have written the following. Once we have a concept of chiluk malachos, therefore it's having ki'iluk siv lava komalach malach and so on. Tosus Rid doesn't say that. He says kevan dehavara lechalek yotzes. That's a chiddush. He says since we pass the mic, Rabbi Nassim. So Rabbi Nachum Zemben, the Tzotzot Chaim, the Shimon Hay, Oth Beis, writes that he thinks the whole of this issue about whether or not the Yisrei Shabbos are really a different Chaloshem Avera for each Malacha depends on what pasuk be used for Chiluk Malachos. If you hold like Rabbi Nassim, so what's the source that the Torah singled out a separate Malacha, the Malacha of Havara, as an independent Avera? And the Torah tells you that Lo Lamel Atzmo Yatsa, El Lamin Al Klal Kuliyatsa. This is not only true of Havara, this is true of every Isser Shabbos that you find. So what does that mean? It's as if the Torah wrote 39 separate Lamin. In order to save time, it wrote Lausatsa Komalacha and it listed one. And this is not an exception, but this is the rule. He says, this is certainly true if you hold like Rabbi Nassim. Havara is singled out as an independent Lav. But if you hold like Shmuel, or if you hold like Rabbi Yossi, so what is the source of Chiluk Malachos? Mechala mos yumas. What does that mean? You could be chayiv many onshin on Shabbos. Or ba'asa me'achas mehena. You can be chayiv many karbanos on Shabbos. Then he says, we don't know this finish. That the Malachos of Shabbos, each one is an independent ma'asavera. All you know is simply it's possible to be chayiv more than once. So the Mishnah says in Krisus and Dr. Tezvah, you can be chayiv more than once for Gufa Mukhlakim. You don't have to come on to the tremendous Kiddush of Shemus Mukhlakim. So that's why the Lashon that the Tosfos Ben writes is some meduyak. He writes, "V'kevon dehavar lachalek yotzas ki ilu tseva v'kom malacha malacha." It's precisely right because I hold Bifaskin like Rabbi Yossi. So the difference in terms of what pasuk you quote for chiluk malachos is not simply Masmos Dorshin, where do they derive this from? But it tells you a very different character about each one of the malachos of Shabbos. Then he points out another beautiful diuk. We mentioned that there is a sheet of Yishami last week in Sanhedrin, where the Yishami writes, if a person is being machal Shabbos, you can tell him, don't be machal Shabbos. And that's a good hasra. You don't have to mention anything about the malachos. Tosa says, do you have to mention the Av? Do you have to mention the Toda? Yerushalmi says, just tell him, don't be machal Shabbos. But you also have to mention, right, the Chomer HaYisr, the Tam HaChomer it is. So the Yerushalmi's lashon of the hasra is, you tell him not to be machal Shabbos, because Talmud Lomar, Mechaleh HaMos Yimos. That's what Yerushalmi says. Don't be machal Shabbos, for after all, the Torah says, Michaleha Mosimos. Tosaf does a quote. It quotes the Pasuk, like a Shmua. Michaleha Mosimos. So Menachem Zemba writes, so the Shitase. If you're using the Pasuk of Michaleha Mosimos to tell you the onesh of Shabbos, so therefore you don't have this concept of Chiluk Malachos meaning Shemus Muchlakim. But rather it's simply Gufu Muchlakim. There are different ways, different manifestations of violating each Avera. So the Yerushalmi that is using the Pasuk quoted by Shmuel says all you need is a general hasra. You tell the guy, don't be machal Shabbos. You don't have to tell him what malacha he is doing, because it's all the same. If a person is carrying, or a person is writing, or a person is violating Borer, it's all the same general malacha. Right? Al lo sasa komacha. So this, he claims, is a major machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos. Now you have to go stiffer. Now this is true of Avos. What about Tosfos? Let's assume for the time being, like the Tosfos, that when it comes to every Av Malacha, it's mamish considered to be ki'ilu k'siv mav hakol malachu malacha. And now we have a pasuk that tells you not only are you chayiv for Avos, you're also chayiv for Toldos as well. What does that teach you? Do we assume that Toldos also is a different Haloshe Misser? Or here do we assume, no, that's not true, that Toldos are Gufan Muchlakim? Toldos are various manifestations of the primary love of each Malacha. Difficult to say, though, that Toldos, each Toldah itself, is a separate Lav Midaraisa. Like the Chiddush that Rabbi Nosson had to teach you that Chiluk Malachos, a different Chaloshe Misser, is only when it comes to Lavos. Everything that is comparable to Havara. Just like Havara is singled out, everything else is singled out. However, what about when it comes to Toldos? So he says, L'chorav, this should be the issue. The view seems to be, right, of, let's say, the view on Tosfos, that even though you have to give Hasra for Avos independently, you must give Hasra for a Toldo Nishum Av, seems to be based on the following. That when does Rabbi Nosson say that Havara is the Chalak Yotzos, and every Malach of the Torah is a separate Maisavera? That's only when it comes to Avos. When it comes to Toldos, that you don't have. That requires a separate pasuk, that in addition you're chayav on Toldos. But in Lomdus you can't call that Shemos Muchlakim. It's a different Maisa Vera. Even Rabbi Nosson didn't go that far. Rabbi Nosson just said it's true of the Lamites Malachos. Here you have to assume that the Torah has 39 different Lavim. So how are you chayav on Toldos? So the answer apparently is that Toldos are extensions of the Avos. What are you going to say? Shemos Muchlakim for every Toldah? There are 1,000 different Yisurim, you add up every Toldah. Rabbi Nosson didn't say that. Rabbi Nosson simply said there are Lamites Yisurim. As the Tosfos Spirit says, Havi Kidot Siv Lama Komalakum Alakum. Toldahs, though, are extensions of the category of the Av. So therefore, you could very well argue, as Tosfos writes, that even though Avos are independent, and that's why Tosfos assumes, when it comes to Avos, it's Davar Pashut, that you have to give hasra for each av separately. When it comes to a tolda, then you give hasra for a tolda b'shem ha'av. What does the Rashba say? The Rashba says that this question of hasra, right, depends on whether you hold like Rabbi Eliezer or whether you hold like the Chachamim. If a person does an av and it's tolda, so how many times are you chayim? If you're only chayim once, what does that show? That despite the fact that the chaloshen iser is the av, you are also chayim on toldos as an extension. And therefore the Chachamim say if you do an av and it's tolda, you are only chayim once. And the diuk of Rashi and Bava Kama comes out very well. A'av mechayim and a'toda lo mechayim. Because todas are only subcategories of avos. However, if you hold like Rabbi Eliezer, that says you're chayim on todos independently, so then how can you say that hasra for toda relates back to the av? So therefore, if you're chayim for toda separately, you have to give hasra for the toda separately as well. That's the view of the Rashba. You could argue the following. If you hold like Rabbi Eliezer, that you're chayav for toldos independently, b'chori, you could argue that that's not based on shemus mechokim. That's based on guftim mechokim. No? If you hold that the reason you're chayav for each lav independently is because each lav is a separate chaloshim isser, so how in the world are you chayav on toldos? If there's no lav in the Torah for toldos. Even Rabbi Nachman said the chalak yatzos just limited it to 39. He didn't say there are 1,000 lavim. So how are you chayav for toldos? Your chayav for toldos as an extension of the av. However, if you hold gufan muchlakim, the Torah has one lav, lo sasa ko malacha. Except that the chiddush of chiluk malachos tells you there are a lot of different ways to violate the same isser. B'chorah, then you could argue that just like you violate the isser differently for every av, you also violate the isser differently for every tolda. So you could argue that this question of Rabbi Elazar ben Chachamim itself could boil down possibly to this issue. Now, again, if you hold shemus muchlakim, that means that the Torah wrote 39 different lavim. So where in the world do the toldos come into the picture? The answer must be that toldos are a derivative of the av. If it's a derivative of the av, then if you do an av and it's tolda, you should only be chayav once. If it's a derivative of the av, if you do a tolda, the hasra should relate to the pasuk. The pasuk is the av. It's kiiluk si lava ko malacha malacha. But if you hold chiluk malachos, doesn't mean that. Let's say as Rashi says, gufan muchlakim. It means the pasuk is a very general umbrella heading which is just called lo sasa ko malacha. And you just have different manifestations. Well, then you can argue that just like an av is one way to violate it, also, a tolda is another way of violating it. And therefore, you can argue that a tolda is independent. If you hold shemus muchlakim, it's a little more difficult to assume that a tolda also should have an independent status. And this seems to relate back to Tolfus's question. Can you assume that tolos apply in areas other than Shabbos? You could argue that this also depends. If you assume that it's as if there's a separate lav in the Torah, do not be Zoreya, and tolos mean that they're just simply extensions of the av, then you could argue that if it's an extension of the av when it comes to Shabbos, it could be an extension of the av when it comes to other areas also. Maybe this is also Zoreya when it comes to Shviz. Maybe this is also Zoreya when it comes to Nachal Eifan. If Tolesh is part of the category of Gozik when it comes to Shabbos, then maybe you could argue that this is also true when it comes to the Chor. If you hold like Rabbi Eliezer, then you chayav for Tolesh independently. So you see that Tolesh is not Gozik. So then obviously when it comes to the Chor, the Torah just says do not be Gozik, there'll be no basis to say that Tolesh should be included. Shikim Kubet says, like in Bava Kama, that day, also says the following thing. Let's say a person does a chatzi shir of an av and a chatzi shir of a tolda.
That's unbelievable. A person goes ahead and he carries something. It's very small, papas mikashir. He goes ahead and he carries it outside. He does hatsa, but he puts it down. And then he picks up something and brings it into the house. And together, those things equal the shir of hatsa. What exactly the shir of hatsa is, it's a little complicated. Normally speaking, it's a good rubber, but it may depend on like what exactly you are carrying. But a person does hotza, which is an admorphal, hachnasa, which is a tolda, each one focus me to share, they have a right to combine them. Shashitu Kabetsa says, based on your shaman, finish what you do. If a person does an av focus me to share, and the tolda focus me to share, they have a right to be combined. Because if you assume the tolda's are not an independent machayim, but simply it's an extension of the av, so therefore it's like simply violating the Yisra of Hotsa by Bikishir. If you hold like Rabbi Eliezer, that you're chayiv independently for Hotsa, independently for Hachnasa, and the Hasra that you give a Hachnasa cannot be Hotsa, of course this would be impossible. It's only if you hold the Tolos are a logical extension of Avos can you assume that a Papus Mikashir of Hotsa, a Papus Mikashir of Hachnasa, you have a right to start then Bikishir. Then there's a final difference that you have. And this is what the Mishnah mentions in Krisos and after this. The Mishnah raises the following question. Let's say a person knows he violated a particular concern, and exactly he has two things in front of him, both of those things, and he eats one of them. There's no way that he's fighting the karma. But if one was fair and the other one's not fair, then he's fighting Mishnah Torah. Like he doesn't know. But let's say Chen of an Osim. So, what would happen in such a case? So the view of the Mishnah there, let's take a look at the basis of the best Mishnah test, take a look at Rambam Pirush Mishnah instead. Like the Gemara quotes, the Mishnah quotes the view of Rabbi Yeshua, it says you cannot be high. Which means that you have to know what the Maisa there is, in order to bring a problem for it. So then the Mishnah goes on to describe a person who does a malacha on Shabbos, and does not know which malacha it is. A person does something, and he's not certain whether he did kosher or tofu. That's how Rashi explains the case condition. Are you chayiv a carbon for this? So the Rambam, the Pirush Mishnah is right, that that's an apostle of Tanayim, that the Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Shimon. According to Rabbi Yeshua, you are potter, because it's not called as Sheikh Potter, but according to Rabbi Shimon, you are chayiv. You can say a manashah. So the cover of that machlokes, that's what the Rambam comes and mentions. In parentheses, a big book of that Mahesha, right, that's what he mentioned. Tells you to take a look at the Mishnah Krisos, and ask you that, and he thinks, this group is not focused. If you assume that you're higher than Tobos independently, so then, you could not argue Marsha, that you definitely were obligated to go ahead and bring a cargo. That's not true. But we know that there is a requirement that you have to know why, in fact, you're bringing the cargo. Like Chema and Osan, you'd be popular. But what about two Malachos for Shabbos? Right? What about Malachos being subjugated? And then the Rachaner goes and asks the further question, right, the Mishnah Krisus, what about an Av and a Tovah? Right, the Mishnah says, there's Malachos Panayim about two Malachos. Right, are you high or are you high?
So,
the Mahesh tries to hold that issue. If you hold it, Shemus Mokokim, then you are not chayiv. If you hold it
Gufan Mukhlakin,
then you should be chayiv. The different manifestations of the very same issue. If you hold it a different fellowship issue, like the Tosafot Ritz says, so the fact that he was definitely Mechalel Shabbos, but there's uncertainty as to which Malacha,
would not worry that he has to bring a karma.
And then the Rambam asks, what about an Av Nifon?
What about an Av
Nifon? It depends.
Exactly on this question.
If you hold that it's told as an extension of the Av, like that, you have it, it's told, though, then you can argue Moshe. Then you violated the very same law. If you assume like Rabbi Eliezer, that your Chayyas are told us independently, and the Hashra is independent, right, and you can't be mistaken for Av together with it's told, though, so then you would have the same dilemma as the person who ate Chaylev and Osa. But if you have two infinity Surin, then the Mishnah says you have no right to be mistaken.
The whole of this thing is cooking, but I guess it's cooking for Fatima. It's cooking for them.
Right, but what happens if you violate, let's say, an av and a tov? That's an av and a tov. You violate an av and a tov. So, can you say, well, the tov relates back to the av, and therefore, that you should go ahead and get your chayim for
them? The tov and then you can't, because in the av you can't get a group on.
But if you assume that the avos are, right, shemos mechotim, and the tov are just extensions of group of mechotim, right, then you can argue them on a shem. If you hold the other way, that then maybe not. If you hold shameless mukhafi, maybe not. Even if you hold the each told is independent, then maybe not as well. Because if you do two told us, then you're fine. Okay? This is part of the issue of Kibbutz Malachos. Yes?
The
economy
of the
world,
sorry,
Kibbutz Malachos. Correct. That's a difficult
one. What exactly is it? Is it that
right, that's the problem. There's serious and rashing about this question. We know there is chiluk halachos.
The whole issue is
academic. But let's say there wasn't chiluk halachos.
Meaning, as it applies to Torah, because if there is a halachos, then you might say, if there's a halachos, there is a chiluk halachos.
Right, so this is a problem. This
Rashi is based on the Chilton. The Chilton versus Vayaka, I mentioned the Mamakalos, this is the idea of Rashi's base.
What would you say if there wasn't Philip Moss? What would you say if there wasn't Philip Moss? So I would have said simply, what Rashi really writes. What Rashi writes, the Sanhedrin, the Son of David, the simple shot. Then without the Kiddush of Philip Moss, I would have said, if a person does one Malachi, he's Chayev. Once. The person does two malachos, he's still chayav once. Two malachos, still chayav once. Rashi and Rambam strikes me very difficult. Now, we're going to base. Rashi says that you're not chayav ad shechal Shabbos b'chol ha-malachos. If you didn't have this kiddush of chol ha-malachos, you would only be chayav if you are machalal every malach of Shabbos.
That's what Rashi writes.
Very difficult. That's the question. Poshup Shakula means, regardless of how many others you do, you're only chayav once. Does it really mean that you're only chayav once when you do all of them? You have to be a tremendous lamed to Lachal Shabbos. The fire of all the Lachal Shabbos, it's 3 days from Rishon, this is what it is. It's pretty hard to be Lachal Shabbos. Rashi writes that Yivam, it's a difficult Rashi. There is a Mechilta like that. The Chach Mishlom and Rashi Yivam, the Rav Mabeis, points out the difficulty. How can that be? Yeah, but Ryan Chumash is not true. What do you do with the Makoshesh? What did he do? Right, while he was going and gathering his wood, so he was also Shteva Tenirin. Yeah, what did he do? He did a Malacha. So this is only after we know Chilat Malachos. Yeah, it's a little difficult, but there is that Rashi. Eno Chayiv Ashi Chal Shabbos B'chol HaMalachos. See, the word kol can either mean any or all. Right? That's the problem. Don't do kol Malacha. Does it mean don't do any of the Malachos or don't do all of the Malachos? So Rashi writes, Vasasa Kumalach means don't do all of the malachos. Right, if you do 38 of them, you're clear. If you do it 39, that's terrible. Right, that was the Havamina. So difficult Rashi. Then the Chach Mishlom Yivamos is very much bothered by that Rashi. And there is a Mechilta that way. That Yachol Enochad Ad Shechal Shabbos B'chol HaMalachos. So Talmud Lomar know that there is a Chiddush of the Chiluk Malachos. The reason I focus, we pointed out, whether you assume Havara is a Lav Yatzos, or whether Havara is Vachalak Yatzos. Right? What's the Nafkamina? Simple Nafkamina. A person, right, builds a fire, right, on Shabbos. What is he Chayiv? If you hold like Rabbi Nassan, Havara is Vachalak Yatzos, he's Chayiv Nisa. Right? Terrible, but not as Hamor as being Machal Shabbos the Malachos. Are there any other Nafkaminas La'alacha between Havara Vachalak Yatzos and Havara Lalav Yatzos? So Tosis writes in Safim, right, the very big tradition. Right, those engaged in Daf Yomi, remember from the beginning, right, the Gemara and Daf Hemera. But the Gemara is bothered by the Tanakh. Right, the Torah says that Ach Yom HaRishon Tashkisu. So if Yom HaRishon, you're obligated to get rid of your chametz. What does Yom HaRishon mean? It can either mean the first day or it can mean the preceding day. Like Rishon at times can mean prior. So what does it mean? So of course we know that Ach Yom HaRishon means the day before Pesach. The day prior to Pesach, you're obligated to get rid of your chametz. So the Gemara says, how do you know that's what it means? Maybe it means you have to get rid of your chametz on the first day of Pesach.
So the Gemara quotes several different drashas to tell you that Rishon means the day before Pesach and not the day of Pesach. So one of them is the view of Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva here in Sakhir writes the following, that Pesach, burn your chametz. But wait, matzimu havara, she has malacha. But you're not allowed to go ahead and do the malacha of Havara on your Chalitza sister, burn your chametz. You can't burn it on Pesach. It must mean after your Rishon the day before Pesach. That's Rabbi Akiva's proof. Torah says burn chametz, right? You can't burn it on Pesach, so it must be the day before Pesach. So the Gemara comments right at the very top of Hamad Beis Mishachin that Shema Minam made Rabbi Akiva twice. But you see from this statement, Rabbi Akiva, three different conditions. Number one, you see simply that Ein Bir Chametz. Now the Besefa, what does the Mishnah Tashbisa mean? It means you have to burn your chametz. This is a machlokas that you find, a machlokas tanaim in the beginning of the second paragraph of Pesachim and Afkaf Alach Meralim. Rabbi Yehuda holds that's true. Ein bir chametz ala Besefa. Right? However, the Chachamim hold that's not true. You can get rid of your chametz any way you want. Afkaf Alach Meralim is early on. Machlokas, the Rambam, and Tosas Arachas. Rambam passes like the Chachamim, Tosas passes like Rabbi Yehuda. That's the basis of our minhag. We're all doing some sort of Sefas chametz. As Tosas says, in your chametz, all of the strength. Okay, that's understandable. Then the Gemara has a second kiddush right now for us now that we don't hold of the principle of mitzvah. And the Gemara has a long discussion with Beitzim about Kedezim and Aleph that if a malacha is mutter for Ochan Epesh, so it's even mutter, Shalol Lissarach Ochan Epesh. A malacha carries Funa Yantiv, so I can even carry a Talas Yantiv. So why don't you say the same thing here, that I'm allowed to build a fire to cook, so I should be allowed to build a fire to get rid of my chametz. Okay. So apparently, Rabbi Akiva disagrees with that also. Rabbi Akiva holds it's also to build a fire to burn your chametz on Pesach. Okay. But then the Gemara has a third conclusion. The Gemara says that Havara is l'chalek yatzes. You see that he holds that Havara is l'chalek yatzes. We hold, right, like Rabbi Nasan. How do you see that? That's the problem. Now the Akiva says that the Torah says burn chametz on Pesach. You can't burn it on Pesach because burning chametz on Pesach is aser, so it must be before Pesach. Oh, he holds like Rabbi Nasan. Why does he hold like Rabbi Nasan? Everybody agrees it's aser. Right? Torah says it's aser. It's just a question of if a person does it on Shabbos, is he chayav misa or is it an isur lav? But everybody agrees that it's aser. So what's the raya from the Gemara that he holds like Rabbi Nasan? That's Tosas. How do you know he holds this? So one view in Tosas is, in the very top of the Penga Beis Mishachin, that it's just from the language that Rabbi Akiva uses. Rabbi Akiva says, the Torah says, you have to burn chametz, and matzino havara shehi av malacha. He used the term av malacha. That picked us up. It's not a logical inference, it's just a diuk in the language Rabbi Akiva used. He could have said the same thing without that term. He could have said that the Torah says you have to burn chametz on Pesach, and burning chametz is aser. He didn't say burning chametz is aser. He said, and burning chametz is an av malacha. So the fact that he chose the word av malacha, that tips us off that he holds like Rabbi Nasan. So there's nothing, right, intrinsic to his argument that requires that he has to like Rabbi Nasan, but parenthetically, like the fact that he chose that word shows that he holds that way. That's the first thing Tosas. Then Tosas writes it, and the Chiddush Lalach. Tosas says there's a very big machmir between Havara Lav Yatzos and Mechalek Yatzos. We know that the Torah formulates Lav when it comes to Shabbos. What about when it comes to Yantar? The Torah doesn't say very much. The Torah says Kom Lachas Avod Lo Sasser, except Baruch HaNefesh. But what is Asher on Yantar? What is Yesser on Yantar? So we borrow it from Shabbos. Whatever is a malacha on Shabbos is also a malacha on Yantar. So Tosas writes the following Kiddush, that the machlokas between Rabbi Nasan and Rabbi Yossi is not simply whether you are chayiv misa for Havara on Shabbos, but there's another nafkamina in malacha, and that is whether the malacha of Havara is aser at all on Yantar. If you hold that Havara is l'chalek yatzos, as we assume the malacha, that means it's a malacha on Shabbos. If it's a malacha on Shabbos, so then we carry it over to Yantar as well, because all of the Suri Malacha of Shabbos apply in Yantar. But if you hold it's not a Malacha, so it's a separate Yisr, like Tchumim, for example, or like Mechamer, or Chiluk Malachos even, those chidushim are not necessarily transferred to Yantar. The category of Malacha, the Torah says, just like Malacha Zasran Shabbos, for Malacha Shavod, the Los Asum, Malacha Zasran Yantar. It's also starts a tremendous siddush that you hold like Rabbi Nassan, Malacha is Asr and Shabbos, and Malacha and Havara, being one of the Malachos, is also Asr and Yantar. But if you would hold like Rabbi Yossi, that on Shabbos it's a separate law, which is not a Malacha, so then it's Mutter Lachatimba, on Yantar. It's Mutter to do on Yantar. That's Tosus's Nafkamina. The Gemara never says this. That's a big chiddush that Tosus writes. Then there's one last few, and this is the Rabbeinu Chanana. Rabbeinu Chanana writes something that's very difficult, but I think a possible answer is very important that we're going to have to learn right in the coming weeks. Rabbeinu Chanana writes the following lines. Getting rid of your comments is a mitzvah essay. And normally speaking, we have a principle. Gemara says in the beginning of Amasal, "Esri Yochel Osasay." Right, its source being climbing tzitzis. Right, let's say a person has a beged which is made out of linen, and he puts tchelis on it. Tchelis is amrahu; it's made out of wool. So, despite the fact that by doing so he has violated the law of the rights of climb, the Torah tells us, "Esri Yochel Osasay." Right, sometimes we find that a mitzvah osasay we push aside a while. Okay. So this is what the Rabbeinu Chanana writes. If you assume, like Rabbi Nassan, then Havara is a Malacha, and you're Chayav Nisa for it. And the Gemara says in Yevamos that Ein Esei Dochalos Esei Shesh Pokaris. So you can't say Esei Dochalos Esei. However, if you hold like Rabbi Yossi, that Havara is just a Lahav, then you can say Esei Dochalos Esei. So you should be allowed to get rid of your chametz and pesach because of esed ochal sesa. That's Rabbeinu Chanana. That's it. That's the right from the Gemara. What is he saying? It's very difficult, no?
Impossible.
When is there a machlokes between Rabbi Nassim and Rabbi Yossi? Whether Havar or Chayav Nisafor, whether Havar is allowed? When? On Shabbos. If a person does a malacha of Havar on Shabbos, right, is it Chayav Nisa or is it just allowed? Shabbos, what's the Onish for Chil Yontif? Allows. That's a person who really does a malacha on Yontif. A person writes and a person does all the malachas he can't do. What's the Onish? Nisa. The Onish is only allowed. So, what difference does it make? What do you hold like Rabbi Nassim, Rabbi Yossi? Right, on Yontif, the only issue is kol hakas avod v'osasu. Just allow. There's no kares. There's nothing to speak of. No, that's problem number one. Problem number two is the following. Is it really true that if a person is mechala yantif, all he violates is allow? It's clear from the chumash, he violates the law of kol hakas avod v'osasu. What's the onesh? Not me, so the onesh is malchus. You get malchus mechala yantif. But is that really true that that's the only problem? So the Gemara says, right, clearly, right, in Shabbos, on Daf Chaf Dal Mabez, the very last line, Rav Ashi says that Shabbosam Esei. In addition to the Lav of Yantid, there's also an Esei of Shabbosam, Parshas Amor. Which means what? The Yantid, he says, is V'havi the Yantid Esei V'los Esei. Every time you machal Yantid, you not only violate a Lav, you also violate an Esei. So what does Rav Ashi say? Shabbos on Eseidu. Vahavile, this is a quote of Rav Ashi, Vahavile, Los Esei the Esei, and Ve'ein Esei Docha, Los Esei the Esei. You can't apply Esei Docha, Los Esei Yantid. Because Yantid is not only love, it's an Esei. So what is Rabbi Nechanel saying? That if you hold like Rabbi Nassan, then Havar is Mechalek Yotzas, you don't say Esei Docha, Los Esei. If you hold like Rabbi Yossi, you do say Esei Docha, Los Esei. The machlokas between Rabbi Nassim and Yossi is only in Shabbos. Then Yantif, all there is allowed. And what further problematic is that there's also an essay. And Esei Docha Los Esei Ve'esei. So what's the answer? So, I think the answer is as follows. The Gemara Yevamos in the Rav, it says the following. We all know, let's say, that there's a mitzvah of kibbutz ha'im. So the Torah says, even though there's a mitzvah of kibbutz ha'im, nonetheless, Shmiras Shabbos takes precedence. And therefore, the Gemara says that if a parent, Achman Lutzan, will trade in Machal Shabbos, right? So you're obligated to refrain from being Machal Shabbos and not listen to the instruction of your parent. So the Gemara says, of course, Demar Parsha. What's the happening here? Ain't Essay Dochot Losa saying, Shesh Bokharis. We need a Pasuk for that for. What's the happening here? Parents tell you have to do something, you have to listen at the expense of Chilul Shabbos? Of course not. You don't need a pasuk for that. So the Gemara answers, what happens if your parents tell you, right, Lomdus, they know they can't tell you to write, and they know they can't tell you to be Bore, right? You'll respond and say, right, in Esed of Chilul Shabbos. So they'll tell you to be Macham. Right? They'll tell you to lead an animal. Because that's a lot. We'll have to go through, after we finish the Malachos, we'll have to go through the other categories of Yisurim on Shabbos. Mechamer is allowed. So your parents slum down and tell you, I want you to be Mechamer for me. Well, that's just allowed. And therefore, you have a hominy to say, well, Esse doche, Losa say. So therefore, the Pasuk says, even that you don't say. So Tosus is bothered. What do you mean Mechamer is allowed? It's true Mechamer is allowed, but there's also an essay on Shabbos and Yom Tov Shabbason. So therefore, Mechamer is a losa se v'essay. And ain essay, no, a losa se v'essay, as Tosus is kind. So the Rosh Bar writes, Nivamos and Dav Bar, the following, no, he writes a Chiddush. To what does Shabbason apply? Does it apply to every prohibition of Shabbos or Yom Tov? So the Rosh Bar writes a very big Chiddush. When the Torah says, Shabbason, you must refrain from doing certain activities on Shabbos. If you do it, you violate an Isser Asay of Shabbason. What is the Torah referring to? Yisurei Malacha. That's what the Rosh Bar writes in Darav Nivamas. If a person will violate a Malacha of Shabbos, he also violates an Asay of Shabbason. So that's the key to the Gemara then. If a parent will tell you to write, in addition to violating the law of Bosasa Kolacha, you'll also violate Shabbason. But since Mechamer is not an Isser Malacha, so therefore all it is a law, there is no Essay of Shabbason, and therefore you wouldn't say Essay of Shabbason, say if not, for the Pasuk and Chumash that tells you that no, that forget about the Kibbutz HaEim. That the Rosh Bar finish. The Essay of Shabbason only applies to Yisurei Malacha, not to additional tangential Yisurei of Shabbos. No? That's it there, no? That's Rabbi Nachman. If you hold Havara L'chalek Yassas, that means that on Shabbos it's one lava test malachas. So that means not only is it a lava on Yantif, of course there's no karis on Yantif. That's not what Rabbi Nachman was saying. It's supposed to be chumash. But if you assume Havara L'chalek Yassas, not only is it a lava of Komalecha Savodah L'osasim, but it's also an essay of Shabbosah. So if you hold on Shabbos that Havar L'chalek Yatzos, so then Rabbi Yochanan says that you can't say Essay Docholos Essay. Why not? Because that would be in Essay Docholos Essay, the Essay. But if you hold that on Shabbos Havar is only allowed, that means on Yom Tov it's allowed, but there's no Essay. Because the Essay only applies to Yisrael Malacha. So all you're left with is an Essay, and allowed. Essay Docholos Essay. And that's Rabbi Nachman says. Not because of Misa, because of Karis. It's no Karis on Yom Tov. But that's the Rosh Bar's Kiddush. This is what I thought you could say in the very difficult Rabbi Nachman that you have. There's an interesting, just one last line, interesting the Tosis and the Yifayim Bishas when the Gemara says that ain't Essay Docholos Essay the Essay. We can discuss this at length next week. What exactly does that mean? Let's say a person does it. A person does a Mitzvah Essay when he shouldn't have. What is his onesh? There is a Tosus that writes in Chulin and Gafkuf Malach that there is no Malchus. Because the essay cancels the lav, essay dochalos essay. So all you're left with is an essay. And you don't get an onesh, just survive it, an essay. And Tosus in Kedushin writes that's not true. Something that the Torah forbids, belos essay, an essay, is such a strong isser that the essay cannot be docile whatsoever. And therefore, Tosis and Kedushin assumes enough to Amidalin that you'll get Malchus. Okay, so we'll have to stop here. Next time we'll do Dover Shemus Kaveh. And we'll try to do a lot of those people as well. After we finish those areas, then we'll get very halakhah l'maaseh. We'll do the topic of, probably do Boreh first, because there's a major machlokes for Shonim. When we discussed Lava Shemus Kaveh, how Boreh fits in. Right, because normally speaking, the Balaam writes his Kiddush, it's in the Marma Kamos, Nafkuvav, that by definition, Boreh should always be a malacha, Shenot Shrek Lugufa. Right? Because you are taking that which you do not need. That's the malacha. If you take that which you need, right, that's called Erech Achila. So that's what the Balaam is bothered by. Right? That Boreh, by definition, should always be malacha, Shenot Shrek Lugufa. How can you be chayav for it? And the Ramban, the Shabbos, Nafkuvav, has pages attacking whether this is true. Person does Milan Shabbos, how come he's chayav? Right? He's removing something that he does not want. Something undesirable. Right? The person does Boreh, he's taking away the psoles. Why is that a lot of shame for anything? So after we go to the Lundus and answers, then we'll have to talk about Boreh. What is the Malach of Boreh? Right? Is it avoiding Derech Achila, like Derech Otzer, and so on. So we'll finish this up, and then we'll start doing Malach of Boreh, the sugya that you have on Adav, Ayin Dalet, and then we'll go through
these questions in no particular order, but maybe there's no answer, but maybe it just shows I'm beginning to understand what you were talking about. Mm-hmm. What is the status of the 39 malachot? If they're deraisa, are each one of them a variant of the 613? Or is it just one mitzvah, kol malacha lo ta'aseh?
Right. So what basically pointed out at the very beginning, right, of the shiurim was that there's only one prohibition in the Torah which is actually counted as a 613, and that is lo sasa kol malacha, because you only find one lav in the Torah. But then the Gemara says the following comment, that the Torah spells out an additional one when it comes to havara, right? Kindling.
That's
a flame.
Right.
The Torah says, that you're not about to go ahead and kindle a flame. So the question is, why was that singled out? So one view is the reason that was singled out is because that is not a malacha. And if a person kindles a flame on Shabbos, that he is not chayiv kares. Right? It's less severe as everything else.
That's Rabbi Yossi.
Right. But we assume like Rabbi Nassan. And Rabbi Nassan says that when the Torah singled out that particular malacha, it was just doing so by example. But just like this is one of the 39 which is singled out, so too we should view all 39 as though they were singled out. So another way, one possible way of learning is that it really was a concise form of the Torah by giving a general prohibition of don't do any work and telling us that there are 39 malachos, singling out one specifically, and telling us that this applies to all the others as well. This is something which I refer to in the shir as being shemos muchlakim. That means that every malacha has an independent status, and that is just like havara is actually singled out, we should view every malacha as though they were singled out. So in a sense, it's like the Torah wrote every lav independently.
Does that mean that all of the 39 malachas are part of the tayag, or is it just one of
right,
the tayag?
Right. In terms of the counting of tayag, it's counted as one, because it's explicitly you just find a collective prohibition in the Torah. But the question is if a person does two malachos, for example, right? What exactly is the relationship between them? Right. The other possible way of saying there's one just all-encompassing prohibition of lo sasa kol malacha, and there are different ways of violating it, but essentially, right, the name of that violation is the same.
Would that be gufan muchlakin?
Right, that's called gufan muchlakin. Like an example of gufan muchlakin is like the Gemara says, let's say there's one isser of nid in the Torah.
Yeah.
Right, so let's say the Mishnah says a person is ba'al nidos harbe. A person has an affair with one nid and then another, and so on. So even though he has violated the same isser, since each one was a different manifestation of that violation, he's punished individually. Let's say it's Beshogeg, he has to bring a karbon for each incident. So even though it's all the same Isser, Right. Nonetheless, there are different variations of that prohibition. So maybe that's true of Shabbos also. It's one general isser, and these are just different ways of violating that same isser. And so the difference between them is, what is the relationship of two different malachos? And if you assume the first approach, then two different malachos are very different. They're viewed like two different yisurim of the Torah. And if you assume the second approach, really they are just manifestations of the same prohibition. So one difference, for example, we discussed is hasra, that before a person does an aver of chilul Shabbos, in order to be chayev skila, he must be warned. So how do you warn this person? Are you obligated to tell him, do not do this particular malacha? Or is it enough to just say, do not be mechalel Shabbos? So this could be one of the differences, that if each prohibition is an independent issur, it's not enough to say, don't be mechalel Shabbos. You have to say, do not do this particular malacha. That's what the Tosos Rid writes in the end of Shabbos, that since each malacha is independent, therefore when a person violates a malacha, you have to give a specific hasra. But it would appear from the Rambam and the Yerushalmi that maybe that's not necessary. But all you have to do is say, generally, don't do this, because if you do this, this is called Chilul Shabbos, indicating that all of them relate back equally to that same Lo Sasa Kol Malacha. Right. But everybody agrees, they're all Daraisa. In terms of the counting, it's counted as one. And the question is like details of Hasra and so on.
So the concept of Shemus Muchlakim as opposed to Gufan Muchlakim, would you classify that more as a logical principle, for instance, similar to Asay Docha Lotasa? Is it something like that?
Well, these are two principles that exist throughout the Torah. There certainly is a concept of Shemus Muchlakim, and there certainly is a concept of Gufa Muchlakim. It's just a question of how Shabbos fits in.
Okay.
Let's say a person eats Chelev, that he eats forbidden fat, and then a person eats Dam. That's an example, the Gemara says, of Shemus Muchlakim. In other words, that he violated two independent Yisurim.
Correct.
And he's obligated twice. He's obligated to bring a korban for each one of them. And then there's something like the case of Nida, which is Gufan Muchlakim, different manifestations of the same Avera. So these two principles certainly exist. The question is, that how do you characterize, how do you categorize this Rav Chilul Shabbos?
Okay. That's good. Yeah, the question of how to categorize the 39 malachos, whether it's Shemos or Gufan Muchlakim,
right.
That in itself, you can't really talk in terms of that being deraisa or derabbanan. It's
right. It's all deraisa. It's just a question of
More of a logical analysis of it.
Right. Okay. Logical, or maybe it may be based on the source of chiluk malachos, but. Right, they're all daraisa, and it's just a question of,
What hinges on that is the question of hasra'a.
Right, that's one example, right. Of all the shiurim, this was by far the most complicated shiur.
Okay.
This is tricky, yeah.